Welcome to the program, and we begin PM this evening from inside the ABC's headquarters in Sydney, where the Australian Federal Police are searching for information over a series of 2017 stories detailing alleged abuses by Australia's special forces in Afghanistan. This is the second AFP raid on journalists in 24 hours, coming after yesterday's search of the Canberra home of a News Corp journalist, Annika Smethurst, who had reported separately on secret plans to allow the expanded government spying on citizens. An AFP statement says no arrests are planned today, that the Minister for Home Affairs was not notified prior to the raids, and that the warrant was not linked to a search warrant executed in Canberra yesterday. But experts worry the crackdown heralds a new oppressive climate for journalists. In a moment, I'll be joined by the ABC's head of investigative journalism, John Lyons, who's been in the room with the AFP officers all day, in fact, live tweeting the events. But first, Eleanor Whitehead will bring you up to date.
Australian Federal Police officers walk through the doors of the ABC's Sydney headquarters looking for material linked to a series of 2017 investigations called the Afghan Files. The ABC News Director Gavin Morris was named in the search warrant.
Our journalists do a really difficult job. I'm proud of the job they do. They do it in the public's interest. And journalism is not a crime. So I would say to all of the journalists at the ABC and all the journalists across Australia, don't be afraid of the job you do. Stand up and be proud of it. And continue to act in the public's interest, knowing that the stories you tell and the service you provide the community is a vital one for our democracy.
The AFP's warrant also named investigative journalists Dan Oakes and Sam Clark, whose 2017 reporting revealed allegations of unlawful killings by Australian special forces in Afghanistan. In a statement, the AFP said the warrant related to allegations of publishing classified material contrary to the provisions of the Crimes Act 1914. Here's the ABC's editorial director, Craig McMurtry.
They are relying on a piece of legislation that was repealed. There was a public interest defence for journalists added. I'm talking about Section 79 of the Crimes Act. But that public interest defence did not apply at the time of the reporting of the Afghan files 2 years ago.
The warrant was broad and powerful, allowing the AFP to add, copy, delete or alter material on the ABC's computers. Officers have downloaded more than 9,000 items.
It's a very unwelcome and serious development. I think for people maybe who aren't in the media business, sometimes talking about press freedom can sound a bit like a cliche. It is extremely unusual for an authority to exercise a warrant on a national public broadcaster like this.
The raid comes just a day after the AFP searched the Canberra home of News Corp political journalist Annika Smethurst, alleging there had been an unauthorised leak of national security information in a story she wrote in April 2018. 2GB journalist and Sky News presenter Ben Fordham says he's also facing raids after running a story which revealed confidential Home Affairs information. Johan Lidberg is an associate professor of journalism at Monash University. He says a slew of anti-terror and national security laws are strangling the media.
We have seen this coming for quite some time, ever since Australia started raising the level in terms of its hyper-legislation agenda around anti-terror and national security. How much of our liberal freedoms are we prepared to give up in the name of security?
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton denied that he was involved in the AFP's investigation and said his office was informed of the search warrants after they had been executed. And speaking to RN Breakfast this morning, Attorney General Christian Porter refuted allegations that police were being used to intimidate journalists.
I mean, this is an investigation from the AFP. It is done completely independent of executive government.
Shadow Home Affairs Minister Christina Keneally said in a statement that Labor has requested a briefing on why raids of such nature are warranted. But there has been broad bipartisan support for national security legislation, and Johan Lidberg at Monash University worries this might become a new normal for journalists.
It is an extremely chilling thing. So, yes, it could be potentially a way to put other journalists off reporting these these matters. They are enough complicated the way they are with all the 60 plus laws around it. But it's quite conceivable that this is sending a message that, you know, stay out of reporting national security matters, which would be horrible.
Johan Lidberg, an associate professor of journalism at Monash University.